USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin expecting a swift takeover of Ukraine has not gotten it. Despite the show of force, the Russian military has not been successful in taking its neighbor. Former NATO commander Wesley Clark telling the CBC in Canada that Russian President Vladimir Putin is fighting for his life.
Mr. Putin must be dying inside. This wasn't at all what he planned. He thought he was going to sweep in 3 days. He probably bragged to see that how great his military was, and he's going to look like a poor country cousin of China if he keeps this up.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calling for Putin to come to the table. Officials are investigating the crash of an Osprey aircraft during a NATO exercise. The four Marines from the U.S. were aboard the aircraft when it went down in a Norwegian town in the Arctic Circle. The incident and exercise is not related to the war in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash-out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising, and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash-out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A newspaper reporter in Virginia was among those killed early Saturday morning in a shooting. Sierra Jenkins was due to cover the breaking news shift for the Virginian Pilot in the Hampton Roads area. When the editor reached out to her to cover a shooting outside a night spot in downtown Norfolk, Jenkins could not be reached. The paper learned she was caught in the crossfire of that shooting. Jenkins was pronounced dead at a hospital. She had just turned 25. Health authorities in China reported its first two COVID-19 deaths since January of last year. The two mortalities occurred in elderly patients with underlying health conditions, according to an official. The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young was the longest-serving member of the lower house, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old Republican passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is strong enough to withstand an interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
With the hearings coming soon, the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court is getting ready.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process has obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week. I'm sure we'll be responding to the inevitable doses of misinformation that travel out as well.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Your credit report is about to improve as credit bureaus remove old medical debt.
A large amount of medical debt is about to be dropped from consumers' credit reports. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian announced nearly 70% of medical debt on U.S. consumers' reports will be removed. It was also announced that medical debts less than $500 will no longer be added to credit reports starting in 2023. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NCAA men's basketball champions for 2022 will not be Baylor. The defending champs were knocked out by the University of North Carolina. The Tar Heels needed overtime to get it done, though. They defeat the Bears 93-86. Listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.